call received from Home Care Agency.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi, is this for the care center?
This is a home care agency, ma'am. This is where you would call to set up services if you needed help at home.
No, yeah, I was calling for my grandfather because I just saw an ad on the TV.
Yep, this is the agency. How can I help you? Your grandpa needs assistance, like with personal care at home?
Yeah.
Okay, what county does he reside in?
Delaware County.
Delaware County. What kind of health insurance does he have?
Keystone 65.
Okay, well, let's check to see if Keystone has the eligibility codes for the referral, okay? Because if he does, then we can assist and put everything together. I mean, you're going to be the one to get paid to take care of him, his caregiver?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 1 second, please hold. What's his first and last name?
I'm sorry, what?
Your grandfather's first and last name.
Fidel, F-I-D-E-L.
Last name?
Arellano. Arellano, A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O.
So A-R-E-L-L-A-N-L?
N-O.
N-O, date of birth?
7-12-34.
What's your name?
Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y.
Granddaughter, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you, are you assigning anyone else to his care? Are you going to be the only caregiver?
Me and my aunt, actually. Me and my aunt.
The aunt is his wife?
No. My aunt is his daughter.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really know how this works. I just know that her and I take care of him. That's what I know.
It's okay. So basically, we check to see if he's eligible for the services. If he is, we submit the referral.
Mm-hmm.
They come in. The state comes in and does what's called an in-home assessment. That is when they confirm eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he's going to get approved.
Okay.
Move my computer. 1 second. And then in the meantime, we process you for work and add you to payroll, so by the time the state approves him, you guys are ready. What's the home address of Fidel?
421 Lincoln, L-I-N-C-O-L-N, Lincoln Ave, Prospect Park, PA 19076.
You said Prospect Park?
Yes.
And zip code is
19076.
My computer is a little slow today, so just bear with me, please. I'm going to have you write down some information. Just let me know when you're ready, okay? Nancy, what's your last name?
Della Rocca, C-E-L-L-A, capital R-O-C-C-A.
R?
Capital R-O-C-C-A.
And a good number to reach you?
267-886-3331.
And a good number to reach, Mr. Fidel?
267. Hold on. Let me just make sure. I always have to double check this. I'm sorry. 267-847-7175. Okay, I'm ready for you.
7175. Who's
going to
be the
contact?
Or your mom?
Near my aunt. So you said?
Yes.
I guess it could be either. I guess you can make it my aunt. I mean, I guess you can make it my aunt. I mean, can two people do this?
Depending on the, if he gets more than 40 hours, then you might want to split your time with someone else. Yeah, you can. You can add another person to the care plan.
All right, well, let's just start with me. Let's just start with me.
I'm
going to
start
now.
With you. Everything I'm going to put you down as point of contact. We're going to wait for the assessor to complete the assessment. Once he gets approved, then you have more, you know, knowledge as to what is he going to get, how many hours, how many days a week. Then you can make the decision and call me back. Jasmine, I want to add my office.
Okay. So, and then
you'll send her the hiring application, and then she can fill it out and get the paperwork in.
And then what happens after that?
What do you mean?
And then how much is it an hour? Like, I didn't see any of that. I don't know any of that.
Oh, we wouldn't be able to give you a rate until we know how many hours, because we pay overtime. And the state reimburses by county. Right. So we have to wait to get you a number. Let's get the number. Mm-hmm. Once we get the number, then we can offer you the rate. And
gotcha.
He's not populating at all in Promise. You said 7/12/34, date of birth, correct?
Yeah.
July 12th, 1934. Fidel is F-I-D-E-L.
Huh.
Oh, here he is. He came up. He's inactive. His Medicaid is inactive.
Did you say it's inactive?
Yep. Medicaid is inactive. Give me 1 second.
No, he has Keystone 65.
Active, ma'am. Unless he has two profiles. Do you have his social?
Actually, yeah. Hold on. There's no way because he's through the – oh, he has probably something through the VA, too, or something like that.
Hold I don't on, see sorry. Any of that. All I see is an inactive Medicaid, but we're going to fix that.
Yeah.
It could, right, it could mean here, any number of things. It could mean that he missed an assessment. It could mean he missed financial paperwork. It could mean he missed a deadline to submit paperwork. So don't worry. We'll get this.
Okay, so here's his social, 203.
203.
266.
266.
146.
Let me check that. Yep, no, it's still showing inactive. All right, I need you to write some stuff down. Just let me know when you're ready, okay? And I'm going to see if anyone in the office is in right now to further assist you to placing this call. We have to call the Medicaid broker. Let me see, anyone available? Let me just send out. All right, I want you to write Medicaid broker number.
Hold on.
And then let me start putting in his information so that everyone can have the information in front of them.
All right, go ahead.
It's 877.
877.
550.
550.
4227.
4227.
Now I'm going to give you his Medicaid ID, so put Medicaid ID number next to his the broker number.
Okay. Go ahead.
1 second. I have 890-411-7705. Point of contact is going to be Ms. Nancy.
I don't know how it's inactive when he's getting at home right now. He's getting therapy because he takes all these falls. That's the problem. I don't know how
he could be
inactive.
Getting therapy from another insurance. It could be through the VA. But right now, his Medicaid is showing inactive.
His Keystone 65, you're saying?
His Medicaid is showing inactive.
Okay.
We're going to figure that out, okay? Because we're going to call the broker and we're going to see what's going on.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give you the agency's information.
Okay.
The agency that's going to hire you and assist your dad onto services is called Family First Care.
Mm-hmm.
Family First Care.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The agency phone number is 267-551-7400.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Jasmine.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second, okay? Because I'm going to hand you off to someone that's going to further assist you. Just want to make sure that it's the right person to get you to the broker. Because you doing it alone, you're going to be there all day. It's crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Let me see. Josh put an email. No one is in this call, okay? The other ladies are assisting other patients. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to submit the referral. You're going to go ahead and you're going to call the broker. You have the Medicaid ID number. Tell them that you're trying to get him on to home care services. You called Family First Care and was told that his Medicaid is showing inactive. You want to know, you know, what's going on because he is in dire need of services, and most of the services are rendered through Medicaid, so he needs that. And the program that you're looking for is specifically paid through Medicaid. So we need that up and running, all right? I'm going to submit the referral. One of our ladies are going to call you later on once they're done, but get that out the way because then they're going to schedule and they're going to tell you, okay, we're missing financials, we're missing doctor's letters. They're going to tell you what's missing because they're the ones that work locally with the county to get people on to services through Medicaid. So that's who you have to call anyway. Like, we can't bypass that to get his Medicaid up and running, okay?
Yep. Got it.
You have all my information. If you get lost along the way, you call me if you need me, okay?
Yep.
All right, Nancy. Welcome to Family First, okay? You call me if anything.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.